The following program may contain music-related fun and laughs for all ages. Listening is advised. Wake up, world. It's time for Big JD and Lippo in the morning. And here they are, your hosts, Big JD and Lippo.
Yes, you're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How are we doing today, Big JD?
Oh, swell.
You're swell.
Well, at least there is some swelling.
Maybe you want to take something to bring that down a little bit. Maybe some ice.
What have you got in mind?
Ice.
Ice, baby.
Have you ever tried ice for reducing the swelling?
Oh, I have, yeah. Mm-hmm. Ice is good for swelling, yes. It's not really a swollen thing.
Okay.
It's a pinching thing.
Oh, all right. Hot tub. Do you guys got a hot tub in this facility?
We do, yeah.
Do you invite
I don't know if that a hot tug. How about a hot tug? might aggravate things.
Okay. Because you're just thinking that it's going to bring too much blood to the spot that you're trying to...
All right, I see where this is going.
No, there could be sexual connotations to everything we say, but I'm not trying to go there.
To everything I say?
Yeah. You're a horn dog.
You ain't nothing but a horn dog.
We won't say what you're doing all the time.
I'm looking for news all the time.
Looking for news all the time? We're not even into the news.
All news, all the time. On Big JD.
No, that's no good. And it's interesting that our open has this. I still like the fact that she says, wake up, world. Because this isn't really a morning show, but it's still Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
Well, if everybody would just listen to it on Sunday morning, then if there was a show every Sunday morning.
Sunday, yeah, it's not
I'm trying to weasel out of it.
I'm not weaseling.
I'm kidding.
JD is ready to record at a moment's notice.
What? Record?
That's right. Exactly. So I'm going to be off for like 3 months. You want to do like a daily show?
A what?
A daily show?
A daily show. That's already taken.
What do you mean it's taken?
Well, there's already the daily show. Somebody does.
Oh,
somebody
no.
You know quite well.
Like, you talking about Jon Stewart?
Nope. Oh, maybe I am. No, doesn't somebody do a podcast, The Daily Show, like Adam Curry or something? Who does something called The Daily Show? Isn't there one?
Not that I know, bro. Adam Curry records Thursdays and Sundays.
Okay. Yeah.
With John C. Dvorak and their...
I like him.
Who? John,
the old dude.
Yeah, the old dude. Yeah. He's a curmudgeon, they call him.
Not to be confused with Leo Dufour.
Yeah, Leo Dufour. He's like a comedian.
Leo Laporte.
Laporte, yes.
I like him, too.
Yeah, they're characters. He just got married.
Leo?
Leo, yeah.
Just got married?
Again.
How old's his snuggie? Is she young?
No.
No?
She's about the same age.
Because he always has those young girls on his shows and stuff all the time.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's actually someone who works for him, though.
Oh, okay.
She's in charge of the business. So she gave him the business.
Wow.
And now he's got a wife again.
Again, yeah. How many times has he been married?
This is his second time.
Okay. Has he got kids?
Two kids.
Any of them in radio of any kind?
Not that I know of, no. They're both getting edumacated right now. I'm not sure what they're going into. But, Adam Curry's thing is in the morning. That's like the saying, like when you say hello to a fellow no agenda listener or someone who follows along with the same lines and who is thinking along the same lines as Adam and John, you'd say in the morning to them.
Adam and John, isn't that a Bible thing?
Adam and Eve.
Ah, okay.
I'm not sure where John comes
from. Different Bible.
Yeah, it could be.
It was rewritten for Adam and David.
Is it the Quran? Or the Old Testament?
The Kerrang? That's a metal magazine.
Kerrang.
Ooh, metal magazines. Hey, like what? Metal publications? Or not metal, but I mean, I guess rock music publications.
Music
publications. That's another show.
There, that's next week's
that's
show.
That's the next show. Exactly. That's why I brought it up.
Awesome. I'm glad you did that.
Yeah, see how that happened?
Yeah.
Pulled it out of my skull cap.
You do have a skull cap on.
I do.
That's a Big JD and Lippo in the Morning skull cap.
That light is bothering me, and I don't know why.
Well, because it's light. That's why. Huh. If you had your way, we would do the podcast by the light of your monitor.
I'm never looking like this. That's why.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You never look that way. You're looking at your monitor.
Never look back, Lippo. Never look back.
Is that a feng shui thing?
I don't know. Could be.
You do have the mirror pointing at the door, though.
What?
You have the mirror pointing at the door.
I do. That's a feng shui thing.
I love that. I don't like it. I love it.
Yeah.
The fact
that you practice any feng shui?
I probably do and not even think about it. I think a lot of people do have a little quirks that they wonder, you know, I just want to see that, or I always want to be facing this certain way, or
probably some people feel like that and they don't know why.
Yeah.
And it's probably because it's the way that they're supposed to be chakraing.
What's that?
That's the way they're supposed to be chakraing.
Chakraing?
Yeah.
Is that an actual?
Absolutely not.
No, I was going to say. But certain things feel natural, and you don't know why when they don't feel unnatural.
Yoga does not feel natural. I've been going to hot yoga for a couple weeks.
Hot yoga?
Yeah.
Is that
very, very challenging?
Hot
for
yoga.
Us old folk.
I don't know. Now, why do you say folk? There's no. You don't say polka dots, do you? You say polka dots.
You don't say polka dots?
No.
What about polka? When you dance the polka.
You dance a polka.
Oh, okay.
What's another one like that? The OLK thing. Yolk.
Yolk. An egg yolk.
Yeah, you know, no one says that.
No?
I don't think so. I give...
What about chalk? Like that you write on a blackboard with chalk?
Yeah, exactly. But that's different. But the similar thing. For some reason...
Well, that's spelled C-H-A-W-K anyway.
Chalk Hawk.
See the movie? Black Chalk Down? Is there black chalk? No. Ooh, that's something to invent, eh? You heard it here first, folks, in case anybody comes out with it. Black, you know, like black light chalk.
Black chalk that...
Amaze your students with new black light chalk.
So it only appears when there's a black light on.
Yeah, I guess so. Or when it's just dark. Like glow-in-the-dark type chalk.
Oh, there you go.
There's two kinds now we got going on.
Two like, kinds of new chalk?
Mm-hmm.
Not to be...
Glow-in-the-dark chalk and black light chalk.
Not to be confused with dark chocolate.
Yeah. I like milk chocolate better than dark chocolate.
Okay. I'm a dark chocolate guy.
Are you?
Yeah. Yeah, but the other stuff is just too sweet for me.
Mm. I used to be the sweetness.
Yeah, I know. You're a kid. You probably still eat Trix.
Ooh, Trix.
Or Cocoa Puffs.
Those are for kids. Yeah, Cocoa Pops. Woohoo for Cocoa Pops.
You don't eat that stuff, though, do you?
No, not now, but I used to.
Because you're worried about your health.
Yeah. At my age, you got to be worried about your health. And I'm the epitome of health. Or it's a pity. Something like that.
Something like that.
And what have you got for us in News A?
News, eh? It's time for the news, eh? Yeah, it's news.
No, it sounds like it's upscale. We bring you upscale news, eh?
It's the news, eh?
There you go.
Finest vintage news, eh? As we record this, the Grammys were last night.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get a chance to watch them?
I did not.
It's funny when you when you're on social media, people's different reactions to the Grammys. There's the people that I follow that are into music, who mostly criticize the whole escapade, or whatever you want to call it, charade.
Mm-hmm.
A.
You say charade, I say charade.
And then there's other people like, oh, the Grammys, they were awesome.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, there are some very talented artists out there that, of course, they performed.
Did you watch the whole show?
I didn't watch any of it.
Oh, no? Okay.
No. I'm downloading it right now on the torrents. Okay.
I wonder who played at the Grammys.
It would be nice if I could have streamed it here in Canada. I mean, I could have got a VPN and probably streamed it off some website somewhere, but I didn't go and do
that. Why do we still have that going on,
Canadian-American
thing?
So dumb. Anyway, so the Grammys, the story that's coming out of there is the Album of the Year was won by Beck, not to be confused with Jeff Beck.
Which probably should have won.
Which some people, like I tell you on social media... Some people actually thought it was Jeff Beck.
Mm-hmm.
One Album of the Year.
Yeah, because we call Jeff Beck.
Well, it's like Clapton. Beck.
Yeah, yeah.
page.
Bogart. A piece.
Whoa. So anyway, Beck. He's the guy who goes by one name, Beck. It's like Cher.
Yeah, you really want to go there like Cher? Is he really there? Okay, I guess he is. I don't know.
He's back anyway. So yeah, he's very prolific for one thing, and he's never the same, which is kind of cool. And his last CD that he came out with was called Morning Phase, which came out like at the
Morning Face
Phase.
Okay.
It was kind of mellow acoustic bass stuff where he was into electronic and rock and disco and some really theatrical sounding music, actually progressive. But this last one he did was mostly acoustic bass kind of stuff. And I enjoyed it and I have it. And so anyway, one album of the year. But also who was in the running was Beyonce and Ed Sheeran. Are you familiar with Ed Sheeran? He's a new guy.
He's got any related to Billy at all?
Maybe his kid.
How many Sheeans are there? But anyway, yeah, I don't... Who are all these people?
Who are all these people?
Who's all these people?
I'm not very happy with
awards anyway. That's me right there too, holding back. Yeah, and just, I don't know, man, if I'm really into that.
So anyway, Beck goes up there, and I don't know if you remember, in 2009 at the Video Awards, Taylor Swift won for Best Video of the Year, and then Kanye West ran up on the stage.
Kissed her or something? Or
no, whatever. No, he grabbed the microphone from her and said, hey, I think you're really, you're good and everything, but hey, y'all, don't you think that Beyonce had the best video of the year, man? Like, he just went up there and said, you skinny little white chick, Beyonce deserves to win.
Now, do you think it was planned in any way, possibly?
Possibly.
Or something,
No, honestly, now that I know who Kanye West is and kind of a douchebag he is, no.
Okay.
Not at all. This guy is an ego megalomaniac, stupid as nails, dude. Like, you go online, you see some of the stuff he says. He's in his own lane. And he married Kim Kardashian.
Ah, okay.
She's got the bootay.
Yeah.
And she's in. That's all she is. She's just a, whatever you want to call her, socialite. Like, her family's got some money. Yeah, exactly.
I wish I was a socialite. With a big bootay.
I mean, in reality, we don't want to be a socialite, but that's who he's married to. That gives you the mentality of who he's going after for women.
Sure.
Like, it's crazy. So anyway, Beck goes up, goes to grab his Grammy, and Kanye runs up on stage, and you see the look on everybody's face like, oh, no, he's not going to do that again.
Wow,
And then you can see the look on his face like, oh, maybe this isn't a good idea. And then he ran down the stairs and ran away.
Oh.
And gave people high fives, like, hey, good joke, you're going to do it again, kind of thing.
Yeah.
That wasn't the case at all. In the back, after they interviewed him, they said, the Grammys are crap because the people that they pick to win, they need to be picking real artists. This is a slap into the face of real artists because Beck doesn't deserve to win. Beyonce should win. He should man up and give his Grammy to her. What? Like Beck's been around since like early 90s, making albums the whole time, making millions of dollars. He's not a real artist because you're God. Like, that's what he calls himself. I'm a God. So this guy, he needs to be taken out and back and flogged. Can you do some flogging?
Flogging Molly.
All right. Anyway, you got any more news?
Do I have any more news? I didn't have any news yet. Toto releases Orphan video.
Toto. You've talked to a couple members of Toto.
Yes. David Page and,
Steve Lukather.
Yeah. Some new Toto you can look forward to. And, for those of you that may know of the band Accept, a metal band, still putting out albums, their former singer, Udo Dirk Schneider.
Wow.
He's done a lot of albums on his own. Actually, but his kid is drumming now for his band. It's kind of neat, kind of weird when those things happen. I know, like, the band Budgie from way back, they're reformed under another name, something, Six Ton Budgie or something. I can't remember now, but the bass player's son, I believe, is playing drums for them or something
it's
like
that. It's not at all uncommon. Eddie Van Halen's kid played bass.
Yeah, right, right.
When Zeppelin did the 2007 thing, Jason played drums.
Oh, and AC/DC played the Grammys, right?
Yes, they
you
did.
Didn't see it, but
that's
I mean,
probably
I
guess, half the reason why I downloaded the
Meanwhile,
Grammys.
They didn't have their drummer, and it was the cousin playing guitar, I guess, right? Who was on the new album.
Cousin of...
he's not a youngster either, though. He's like 40s, yeah.
He's in his 40s for sure.
All those guys are up there. And I don't know if you read anything lately, and did we talk about Tony Iommi recently? His health's failing.
Well, we mentioned him last week. I asked you about him.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't like news like that, though.
No. But AC/DC played with a drummer who they played with before.
Right, before Phil Rudd.
In between Phil Rudd. It was Phil Rudd, Chris Slade, and then Phil
Rudd. Oh, is that what happened? I haven't really followed AC/DC that much in later
days.
Okay,
that's the way that... I'm not exactly sure why Phil Rudd left in the first place.
Probably some other thing like...
Yeah, he's a little bit of a loose cannon. Like I told you, I heard that interview with somebody.
Well, he needs a 21-gun salute. That's an AC/DC song.
But Brian Johnson's like, you know, you're the drummer at AC/DC. We're going on tour. We got a new album. We asked you to come to practice. And he doesn't even show up. You're an AC/DC. You're the drummer. You don't show up. Like, I can see if you're like a new drummer in a new
band. I'm not even the drummer for AC/DC, and I'd show up to play.
Absolutely. I'll show up to a practice of AC/DC. No problem. So he's out. And Chris Slade's back in. I wonder if he grew any hair. Like, that was his thing. He had no hair. I'm trying to think who else he played with. Didn't he not play with Priest? Judas Priest?
What guy?
Chris Slade?
Yeah, sounds kind of familiar. I'm not sure.
He's been around.
They've gone through a few guys too, and I didn't always keep up. I think they have a guy that they had previously, you know, and somebody in between him again or whatever. I forget his name now, but
sure.
Anyways, there you have the news. And today's show is on
drugs,
touring.
We should do it. Sure, there's one show, another show we should do
on what
the
drugs,
the
music,
role of
music
drugs in rock and roll.
Yeah,
in music in general.
Well, they are the role in rock and roll, aren't they?
Well, there's a lot of other
role. Okay, so
that's just another idea.
That's a good one too.
Next week we're going to do it on. You already said it, so we don't forget.
Yeah, what was it?
I'm trying to think what it is.
Said it. Don't forget it.
It's in the show. It's recorded. So.
I think it was publication music.
That's like, it. Magazines
and whatnot.
Yeah.
Shows, TV shows, maybe some podcasts. I don't know.
Yeah, Eddie Trunk does that. Music that metal show. That's a good deal.
So today's show is on touring or traveling, and some things, you know, maybe we can offer some pointers and things.
We'll just give people an idea of what it actually takes to put your act on the road.
Okay. Well, that's part of it.
That's
probably lots of things to talk about.
That was the thing that was in my head that I think a lot of people don't really
While we listen to
understand.
A song, we'll figure out what we're going to talk about today.
That sounds like an idea.
So anyway, you got something lined up for us, King of the Road.
King of the Road, that's Patrick Ballantyne, who's an awesome songwriter. He recently put out this album called Days of Rain, which he has subsequently taken off iTunes and other services.
Why?
He wants to redux it for whatever reason. I think it's getting released on a label. So he just, he's a songwriter, so he puts out an album and then people pick songs off it to redo themselves, you know what I mean?
Okay.
So I think he's actually re-releasing it under his own kind of thing. But he's worked with The Trues, Big Sugar, what's her name, Meredith Shaw. He writes a lot of songs for other people, and they picked them up. And he's, you know, that's how he makes a lot of his money. But he's a lawyer besides. Oh, but anyway, this is King of the Road off of Days of Rain.
Show you what you could.
Coming to you from the Windsor, Detroit area and podcast worldwide, you're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning.
Big JD's aligning all the stuff in Pro Tools here. He sounds like the friendly giant adjusting the chairs in front of the fireplace.
A rocking chair for someone who likes to rock.
That would be Big JD.
Yeah, that's funny.
Do you have any rocking chairs in this place?
No. I know this one will rock a little bit.
But no, does it? Oh, there you go.
Not a real rocking
chair. I know you got stools, that's for sure.
Whoa. A little plugged up. I was looking at a rocking chair, though, one day, and it was a big rocking chair, too. Seemed like it was, like, too big for me. I was in Detroit with Joe, like, maybe a few weeks ago or something like that. My bass player, Jeffrey David's Blues Connection. It's been a while.
JDBC.
Yeah, jeffreydavid.ca. For the latest in that, and we walked into Home Depot or something, and there was a big rocking chair there for sale. Real big rocking chair.
Upholstered.
It was pretty deep.
Upholstered?
No, wooden rocking chair.
Oh, wooden.
Yeah. Not Lazy Boy style.
Oh, okay.
The real deal. Yeah, I sat in it and checked it out. It was pretty cool.
Could it fit
two people?
I would
enjoy a rocking chair. Sort of. Couple kids. Maybe not me and you, but... So that's why I didn't get it.
Bummer. I think next week we
maybe
should...
Maybe you rocking in a rocking chair doing the show.
I think that'd be a great idea. You and
I'm all for it. With a video camera going. The new video podcast, Rockin' and Rollin' with Big JD.
There's a video podcast idea. I love it.
Hey?
Get the green
fireplace
screen.
Fireplace and the... Yeah. Well, the whole thing.
Oh, do you have a fireplace?
We do. I'd like to figure something out at some point.
I've never seen a fire in your fireplace here, though.
Oh, she has it on a lot. Does she? Shut it off all the time. It's too hot.
Your wife's too hot.
Fireplace is too hot. But, yeah, that too.
Too hot. So, handle.
We're talking about touring.
Touring, yes. Now, you've been in a band.
Are you ready to tour?
Yes, you are ready to tour. And you guys...
I got offered to tour again.
I know.
CD deal and tour again. I said no.
Well, no kidding. You're not a kid anymore.
No. Yeah, it'd have to be something more substantial than I think what it would have been, you know?
Money-wise.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the whole thing. For a lot of bands these days, touring is the only way you're going to make any money. And you're not going to get rich.
He's right on the head there. There's a couple of really cool guides that people can download for free from, like, CD Baby.
Mm-hmm.
They offer these guides and everything. And right at the top of it, touring as an indie doesn't mean getting on a luxury bus and having a tour manager handling logistics, accommodations, and meals. We're talking about getting your indie band on the road, maybe for your first gig ever. So it's a whole different ball game than what a lot of people think, especially nowadays.
Yeah, nowadays.
It was different in the past.
For sure.
You know, all the things were more plentiful. The money was more plentiful. The gigs were more plentiful and, you know, everything.
Right.
And now it's tough.
It's lean times.
Yeah. Oh, you see some of the bands that come here from like out west and whatnot and play at the Fog and play at, you know, wherever,
yeah.
Like, which is cool and cool for people here to see these bands and whatnot.
For sure.
You know, for the bands, what are they getting and what are they, you know what I mean? It's.
Yeah. They're usually pulling a little trailer in their van.
I think for the most part, you just got to love the life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And, love rocking out. Speaking of rocking out, we're going to rock out to another tune here.
Yeah. Some Willie Nelson, On the Road Again as performed by me first in the Gimme Gimmes.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music for my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again. Yeah. On the road again. Like a man in chances, we go down.
One of the most prolific bands on Big JD and Lippo in the Morning is Me First and the Gimme Gimmes. Otherwise known by their acronym. I can't do it in my head really.
What, like MFAG or something?
Whatever it is. That's how they're known. You don't often see their name.
Oh, Gimme Gimmes.
Oh, really? Is that right?
Or people say the Gimmes or something. You know what I mean? Yeah, no, the MFAG thing. I actually have that in my file folder or whatever just because the name's so long. I put the
acronym,
I guess.
Big, long acronym.
What's the other thing? An acronym is one that doesn't make any sense, and then there's the other one that actually means something. Isn't there like a different one? You know what I'm saying? Do you know what I mean, though?
No. Explain yourself.
No?
Acronym is just letters that are stand for a longer phrase.
Right, but then there's another version of those which actually means something, like Ace Hardware, ACE, like, you know what I mean? Or some that stand for something, a word. Isn't there another name for that?
Oh, maybe. Maybe there is. It's not coming to me.
Well, if he doesn't know, then probably doesn't exist.
He's so, making it up.
Yeah, so we're back on tour.
We're touring. Big JD and Lippo on the road.
We're touring. We're on the road. We should go on the road with the morning show.
I do.
You're in the middle of nowhere doing a recording.
I go on the road every time when I record this show. I leave my house and go to someplace else.
Or he is on the road somewhere and we can't do the show.
Sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Not often.
So.
What do you want? What's the. If I'm a. I'm a band, and I want to just tour around in an area, let's say the province of Ontario.
Yeah.
You got to find out where the live places
are. Well, there's
a
number of things to do. One thing is if you do have some money, and quite honestly, if you want something more substantial set up, probably, you'd probably hire somebody. Or you'd look for at least start with a booking agent or something instead of doing it all by yourself.
Right.
Which you can do, but it's a big job, and I don't really think that the musician is taken as serious as somebody representing the band or the artist, right?
Oftentimes, musicians are the worst business people.
Yeah, yeah. And when you're trying to make demands or, get something substantial out of what you're trying to set up, it's not going to happen for the band, And a lot of times, like you say, and a band will just, they'll have the mentality as we'll take whatever we can get. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If we can at least get accommodations and some gas money, and then we're going to travel across Canada like that, and you're going to come home with nothing. And, great experience, lots of fun. It's what you love to do, and it's cool. But,
if
you're trying to do this, for a living, then you should try to do it more seriously and more professionally. And probably get somebody to represent. Now, I'm not saying that your buddy can't represent you.
No.
You can go under an agency name or something that's fictitious or, make it up or register it or whatever, however you want to do.
Sure.
You can do it that way to appear like, there's something more there.
An organization of some type.
Yeah.
There's not just the band and that's it.
Or if you can get hooked up with an agency or, there are a lot of agencies around. You can do a search for that before you go searching for venues and places to play and things like that and look for an agency to represent you or that would be interested in booking your band. If you have something that's bookable, then it's pretty good. There are a lot of agencies that'll book your band, whether you're original or cover, they'll set you where they know the places, they deal with the people already, they deal with the venues and you know what I mean?
Right.
And then, excuse me, like I mentioned earlier, logistics, setting everything up. They already know all this stuff that you're just going to be learning.
So do you have to sell yourself to a booking agent? Like he has to accept you like you're just crap and there's
sure
no way
you do for the... I think it kind of depends on what you're presenting, I suppose. If you're a cover band like any other cover band...
No.
Send me some stuff if you know what I mean. The music's okay. Then the next band that's going to roll in there after you is just going to be doing the same thing. It's cookie cutter, kind of.
Right.
If you're doing originals, it's going to be a little bit different. Who can he place you with? Who can you perform with? Who can you headline with? Who might he might have other bands in certain areas that will open for you. You know what I mean? Because you're going to be most likely double billed, triple billed.
Which often happens here in Windsor at the Fog.
So
bands from all over the country.
All over the place, living like road dogs.
Road dogs, that's John Mayle was touring a few years ago, 2008, 2009, and this is the title track from that album, Road Dogs.
Thank you. such a tough life, it maybe could be so. But if you're looking for a recipe for road chumps, the blues breakers know, because we are the road dogs, destination everywhere. Smooth as a groove with the traveling blues, heading for the county fair. You listen to the bitching of the rock stars, we get sick of that stuff. Too many roadies and fancy private airplanes, never ever good enough. Take a lesson from the road dogs, keep it simple every day. A well-oiled machine, we try to keep it lean, we got a lot of blues to play. Semi, a two-car rental will do. Buddy at the wheel and Johnny lying in the backseat, Hank and Joe will leave at two. We're professional road dogs, got another gig to play. Racking up the miles, people rocking in the aisles, no one else can do it our way.
another girl, another face, another truck, another race. I'm eating junk, feeling bad. Another night, I'm going mad. My woman's leaving, I feel sad. But I just love the life I lead. Another beer is what I need. Another gig, my ears bleed. We are the road crew. Another town I've left behind. Another dream completely blind. Another hotel I can't find. Another backstage bus for you. Another tube of super glue. Another border to get through. I'm driving like a maniac. Driving way to hell and back. Another room, a case to pack. We are the road crew. Turn another Europe map to learn. Another truck stop on the way. Another game that I can play. Another word I learn to say. Another blasted customs post. Another bloody foreign coast. Another set of scars to boast. We are the road crew.
And then there was Motorhead. We are the Road Crew from Ace of Spades. What a great album. Ace of Spades. Classic.
Classic album, for sure.
You know what I mean? That's funny, though. That's what we consider that as classic.
For sure. And a band like, let's say a band like Motorhead, they're going to go on the road. Like, there's only so many places they can play. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess, I mean, there's a lot of places. And they, and they'll do some of those things too. Like they'll be double, triple build or do, like festival event stuff where there's, you know, multiple bands.
Oh, festivals.
Of the same type of band. And you know what I mean?
Sure.
Like the Metal Masters tour that came to Detroit to DTE a few years ago. Well, maybe 5-6 years ago now or something like that. But anyway, we saw Judas Priest, Black Sabbath, Motorhead and Testament.
Wow.
And Seduce from Detroit. So like a multi-band thing, the, what did I call it? The Metal Masters Tour is what it was called. Yeah.
Very cool. And I think festivals are.
And that's where some of those bands will play, some bigger venues too, because Motorhead wouldn't necessarily go to DTE, right?
No.
They would come maybe go to Harpo's or somewhere like, you know what I mean? Or what was that place that?
I think they're tearing that down, aren't they?
I don't know. The Blondies dude opened, later on. I think it's still going on. The Marquee or the, I can't remember the name of it now. Roosevelt opened the, had another place there, and that's the kind of place. I was supposed to go see Twisted Sister there, but the show got canceled or something with my brother like years ago. But it's like a small Harpo's maybe type venue. I didn't go and I'd never been to the place, but I know it's a, you know, one of those kind of.
Sure. There's things. The Majestic, which is also.
The the Majestic. That's what I'm thinking of. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. What's that like?
Well, it's actually two venues in one. There's the Majestic, which is an actual theater. I think it holds 5,000 people. And then they
That's pretty big.
And then I also have the magic stick, Majestic.
Oh, that's part of that.
It's part of that. It's upstairs. Okay. You go through the, and there's also a bowling alley
the magic
downstairs.
Stick, the magic bag? What's
no, no, the Majestic. Place? Oh, magic bag. That's in Ferndale.
Okay, yeah.
And that's magic a little bag, club. That's stick. A little club. A nice little club. But the magic stick is upstairs, and it's that holds maybe 800 people.
Yeah, I didn't know. I've heard about the Magic Stick, too, and haven't been there, but the Majestic is where I was going to go see Twisted Sister many years ago. And I did, I want to say I did see them with somebody. Iron Maiden and Twisted Sister, I think it was. Or,
wow.
Yeah. Or Iron Maiden and Fastway. Did I see Twisted Sister? Don't remember now. Didn't remember then. Ain't going to remember now.
It's from all the drugs you didn't do.
Yeah, yeah. I was supposed to see Judas Priest and Iron Maiden, too. Never made it to that one. Oops.
Judas Priest and Iron Maiden.
Yeah. Came to Detroit together years
ago. Oh, yeah,
ago
yeah.
Screaming for Vengeance and would have been Peace of Mind, I guess.
Yep. I went and saw the show. Was at Kobo?
Yeah, yeah. You saw that?
I saw it with my buddy Craig, yeah.
Yeah, didn't make it.
Got some cheap shit.
I got sick.
Did you?
Yeah, I wasn't feeling well.
It's because you were drinking too much and you couldn't make it to the show.
Exactly. It's exactly what happened.
Big JD does not imbibe. So you actually were sick.
I was, yeah.
It was a good show. Screaming for Vengeance was, I think it was an underrated album. I liked it a lot.
Excellent album. Yeah. I don't know if it was underrated. Maybe later on, but at the time, I mean, it had that one big song, Screaming for Vengeance, or, Screaming for Vengeance?
Maybe.
It was a big song.
I know Screaming for Vengeance did get radio play, but there might have been another song off that.
Oh, yeah, You Got Another Thing Coming. That was a big thing on there. You got another thing coming.
Of course, huge.
In this world we're living in. That was really cool. I like that part, too.
The pre-chorus thing.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Bridge, pre-chorus, whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. Save it for the songwriting show, part 4.
I can't wait to do another one of those.
That was cool, actually. We were supposed to do a song for the 40th, whatever, annual USA Songwriting Competition. We're going to do another song, right? We talked about it.
Sure.
We should be doing that.
I'm in.
We can do it here on the air if we want to.
Good, sure.
The last one we did was what? Peek Away. I liked it. I thought it was kind of neat.
Cowboys and cornfields.
Yeah, yeah. It makes me think of corn cob pipes.
Let's have a smoke.
So let's listen to Frank Sinatra.
What?
Doing, yeah. It's nice to go traveling, but it's so much nicer to come home. Don't you feel that way when you come home a lot of times?
Sometimes. Depends how long I've been away.
It's very nice to go traveling to Paris, London, and Rome. It's oh so nice to go traveling, but it's so much nicer. Yes, it's so much nicer to come home. It's very nice to just wander the camel route to Iraq. It's oh so nice to just wander, but it's so much nicer. Yes, it's oh so nice to wander back. The mamsels and fräulein and the senoritas are sweet, but they can't compete, 'cause they just don't have what the models have on Madison Ave. It's very nice to be footloose with just a toothbrush and comb. It's oh so nice to be footloose, but your heart starts singing when you're homeward winging across the phone, and you know your fate is where the Empire State is. All you contemplate is the view from Miss Liberty's dome. It's very nice to go traveling, but it's oh so nice to come home. You will
find the Mädchen and the gay muchachas are rare, but they can't compare with that sexy line that parades each day at Sunset and Vine. It's quite the life to play gypsy and roam as gypsies will roam. It's quite the life to play gypsy, but your heart starts singing when you're homeward winging across the foam and the Hudson River. Makes you start to quiver like the latest flivver that's simply dripping with chrome. It's very nice to go traveling, but it's oh so nice to come home. No more customs, burn the passport. No more packing and unpacking. Light the home fires, get my slippers, make a pizza.
Good way to end the song.
Is it?
Making a pizza?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Make a pizza.
Make it the pizza.
I'm sure Frank had his share.
Hey, Frankie.
You want a pizza? Give me some pie.
Well, speaking of pie.
Yes.
Let's talk about Chicks on the Road.
There's so, another
that's
show.
That's a big aspect of
aspect.
Okay. You can't pull anything over on Lippo.
Oh, boy.
So, yeah, there's another big part of being on the road, and that's that just, it's like almost an automatic thing that goes on and happens when you're out touring, and, you know, the pickings are kind of plentiful, and you can get yourself in a lot of trouble, too, so you got to be careful of that sometimes.
Yeah, especially
nowadays with disease and things like that, that's one thing, and then you got, you know, chicks that have been drinking and stuff like that, and you know, something goes on, and then next thing you know, like, maybe it's a harassment thing or a rape thing or who knows what. Like,
and there's chicks that are in it just for that.
Sure.
Just to create some hell in your life.
Yeah.
Because they just feel like they want to have some power over some man. And, hey, you want some of this? You're a new guy in town. I know you want some of this.
And then again, sometimes, I mean, you got a nice woman at home and you're just going to spoil things by doing stuff like that out on the road. So
you're going to spoil
something
things.
To think about, you know.
Absolutely.
And then there's, you know, the dog that just wants everything while he's out there and, you know.
The dog.
Yeah. So
it's funny you mentioned the dog. Yeah. We played at the Legion. Was it last weekend? I forget. It might have been King Friday played at the Legion anyway. And who showed up was Ron Gould. Do you know Ron?
Ron Gould.
Yeah, he was the dog. He was a drummer.
Ron Gould.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't say that.
He used to beat him so hard. There used to be like it was like he was a carpenter. And like and there was so much wood around his drums when he was done. Like
sticks
break,
were just destroyed. Yeah, yeah.
Destroyed. Yeah. He was hitting rims like crazy. Constantly.
What band or anything was he? Do you remember any?
Band, other bands that he was in? Yeah. I can't think of another band that he was in, but he used to played with us. And
oh, he played with you that night? Like what
no, I wish he would have.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Leo showed up that just, night, too. And
I mentioned something about that on post because I thought that was pretty cool. No?
Yeah. Showed up.
What did he do? Play a song with you or something? Or?
Played a couple tunes with us.
Okay, cool. That's neat.
But Ron never came
up. Did he get the itch again?
I'm sure he did, but his wife's, I'm sure she's got his thumb.
She's the boss. She's That's the why boss. You want to go on the road, get away from that stuff.
Maybe.
You know what I mean? Enjoy some snuggies.
She's and she's from Thailand. She came into the country and just said.
Bought and paid for and one of them things, maybe.
And now I'm in control.
Yeah.
I think so.
Wow.
Next thing you know, he's out of town, and you can't be in a band no more.
Well, that's difficult for a lot of women, quite honestly. I mean, even at whatever level, you know what I mean? You're in a bar, and there's girls there, and that's what goes through their head, and they're not going to be able to be there all the time or whatever, let alone when you're out on the road and touring and traveling. I've been through it all.
Yeah.
And it's...
Meanwhile,
it's
Leo
not
was,
always a... Yeah.
Leo was the guy who was the single guy the longest in any band that I've ever been in.
Yeah.
And, he had many opportunities to hook up. And he never, ever did.
Yeah, even when he was single, like you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because all three of us were married at one point. I mean, at first it was Francis and Leo, then
just
Francis
wanted what
married.
He wanted or didn't want anything that was like, you know. I mean, it's... A lot of times it's a certain girl that you're going to meet in a bar and, you know, whatever. Yeah.
She's not going to be
your doctor. It's not always
going to
be your dream woman or your... Yeah. It depends where you're playing, I guess. You know, if you're in a little quartet somewhere at the Hacienda or whatever. You know
yeah.
What I mean?
I think the place to play is where the older women are.
Ah, the MILFs.
Who have either got a really good divorce settlement or their husband is passed away and they're a widower and they got some money.
So give us some of the hot spots.
The hot spots.
The Legions. Well, that's going to be different too, right? I think. Legions as opposed to like just your average bar or something.
Well,
these are soldiers' wives.
Well, no, yeah, that's all done now, but, it's interesting. Legions draw a certain crowd, that's for sure, because for the most part, drinks are cheaper at Legions.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a frugal crowd. However, I have to say the last couple times we've played there, people have hired the Legion, just they hire the room. And it's a party for people, the birthday party or an anniversary party
right.
or something. So there's that aspect of it as well. But as far as going on the road...
But that's nice sometimes because you can meet a friend of a friend kind of thing or something, as opposed to... Just a chick that's going out, hang out in the bar.
Oh,
drinking,
yeah.
You know what I mean? So
yeah,
that's something to consider too. And that's like more of a local thing, I guess. But when you're out traveling and touring, things are, a lot of times they're different. And there's girls out there that expecting the bands to come in from out of town, you know? So that's the kind of stuff that, I don't know, I'd be a little more leery of these days, I guess. You know what I mean?
For sure. Because things were
different
around.
Back in the day.
Yeah, There was innocent girls out there that were just...
And that's true, too. A lot of girls were more innocent at the time than they are now.
Right.
They got a little too wise now. The burning of the bras and all the... Yeah.
Burning of the bras.
I burned all my bras.
Do they even wear bras anymore?
I don't know. They don't have to. I know that.
No. The bras are so tight. They push them right up. They're all in their face.
Uh-huh. And the Legion.
No, everywhere. It's like, why do you
they're pushed up so tight they're in your face.
Well, that's what they want. That's the new thing. And the
isn't
yoga
that
pants.
What you want too?
It's like there's nothing left to the imagination anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
Just what color is her nipples and that's about it.
And another thing to consider is that whether you book your own shows or somebody does it for you, it's there's a lot of common sense and etiquette and things like that, you know, you're a band, you're a rock band, you don't care about this, care about that, but you want to come there again, you want to go on tour again, you want, you know what I mean? You have to please some people, you know,
right.
You gotta either you want to try and bring in some crowd, you might want to promote in these places that you're going to,
mm-hmm.
You know, maybe you work with somebody on that, you know, at these different places and,
yep.
You know, send your logo there, do whatever on Facebook and, you know, in these areas where maybe some, I don't know, forums or some of the clubs might have message boards and all that kind of stuff.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Especially venues and things like that. You know, and be respectful of the places that you're at, you know, and professional. Yeah.
Professionalism goes a long way in everything.
And things are different, like, in that respect nowadays. You know what I mean? Like the sleazy, drunken, smash the TVs and you know what I mean? It just doesn't cut it anymore.
No.
You're not gonna be back there. You're not gonna, you know what I mean? Or,
right.
You know, you're a band traveling through somewhere, maybe for your first time or whatever. And if you're smashing everything up, you're gonna have that reputation and not come back.
You're not coming
Whereas
back.
The stories that you hear or the people that you want to be like, you know, for the most part have probably already been there. And you know what I mean? They're at
yes.
a point in their life where, yeah, they can smash the TV now. You know what I mean? So wait till you get to that point before you start busting the TVs up and smash trash in the hotels. Motels is what you're going to probably be in.
Yeah, but now smashing TVs is nothing because they're like a couple ounces each and
yeah,
it's just
well,
like a film. Whereas
I'm just
TVs
using
back
that
in
as
the
an
day,
example. I don't know what you'd break in a room now. But
I know. What is there in a room now that you can break?
That's I don't big. Know, man. Tear up Gideon's Bible. You're going to be in trouble.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
And you got to consider, too, that unless you set it up yourself and everything, you're going to be giving a percentage away. You know, to somebody that takes care of that, or you're going to be paying some good money to a company that does these things and represents you or, you know, does all this work and the logistics and setting everything up on your behalf and stuff like right. that, promoting you and getting you out. And there's other things to consider too. If you're going out traveling to all these places, you might want to do some legwork and maybe even for the summer beforehand or some months before is have your stuff out there to local radio stations and college stations, things like that, and get some airplay and things like that. So some people know who you are out there. Because the chances are, if you're a newer band touring, nobody knows who you are there.
Right.
You might get into some places because you play that kind of music. Maybe some of the places already have a decent following and people are going to be there.
Right.
But I mean,
you got to have your own following.
And that's if you have your own music even. If you're just a cover band, well.
Yeah, cover bands, yeah.
You're just going to be going to places that the covers do, maybe people may not be people there and you might just be getting a percentage of the door and who knows what and, you know, hopefully yeah. you have enough money to make it to the next gig.
Right. I don't think there's too many cover bands that are touring anymore.
Yeah, that I'm not really sure.
You gotta have your own. You gotta have your own music if you're gonna actually get on the road. I think.
Yeah, well, if you want to do anything useful, I think you gotta have your own music.
Right. I think that's.
But what about those bands that play all one band stuff? You know, like
tribute
bands. Yeah,
yeah.
I think there's probably some tribute bands that are still
absolutely
tour around because you don't see them. Like, there's not really local tribute bands. I don't think, is there?
Not that I know of. Destroyers.
Or they might be from here, but I mean, they'll go play all over the place, but yeah. they're not, like, usually playing locally on a regular basis
no.
just because they do the same thing over and over.
Right. And I think booking agents in that regard are the same. There's a few sites that I've been on that have, like, a roster of, you know, Tragically Hip bands or Elvis bands or Shania Twain bands or whatever, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They have like so they can have two, someone can call them, hey, I know you're a tribute band booker.
Yeah, yeah.
We're looking for this kind of band. Okay, well, we have this one here or, you know, are the ones on the road that weekend. So, you know, you can pick one sort of thing. So, yeah, that's one route to go.
Coming to you from the Windsor, Detroit area and podcast worldwide, you're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning.
So this week we're talking about touring, bands on the road. This is a song about being on the road. It's funny, a lot of bands write songs when they're on the road, about being on the road. This is a song from REO Speedwagon, Back on the Road Again.
Please don't.
REO Speedwagon had some pretty good rocking tunes and lots of good guitar and stuff, but I think that and the other one that was on, like, that was a double album greatest hits package that had two brand new songs on it, and that was, it was that one and Only the Strong Survive, and both those songs were pretty hard rock, like heavy sounding distorted guitars. Heavy, yeah. It was pretty cool. Listen to something else right now by Blackfoot, Road Fever from Strikes. Yeah, Blackfoot from Strikes.
Only Blackfoot sounds like Blackfoot. They sound a little bit like Molly Hatchet, but...
And you know he's in Lynyrd Skynyrd now, right? Blackfoot is in Lynyrd Skynyrd now. Rick Medlock.
Ricky Medlock.
Singer, guitar player from... He was in Lynyrd Skynyrd way back, like originally too. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he's in that band again, and he's been on all the later albums, I think, yeah. Gray now too, full-blown gray. You know, he's only got one lung. He's had it, I think, his whole career.
He's only got one lung?
Yeah. And he's got a powerful voice, man. A good guitar player and a unique voice.
So you can never say he's got a good set of lungs.
I don't know. I'm 99% sure he's got one lung. I'm pretty sure I like saw that in an interview years ago or something, but yeah.
Crazy. Yeah.
Okay, so we'll wrap things up with the touring show. And I guess something else that I wanted to kind of make mention of, I know, and I wasn't sure if we were just like discussing touring as just being on the road or flying, you know, because there was another show for some reason, and I want to say maybe it was news that I had talked about flying with your instrument.
Right.
And now some of the rules, I guess, have changed as well for flying with your instrument.
Yeah. You can bring it on board.
You can bring it on board, but there are some stipulations to that too. And that's depending on the size and depending on how bulky and some different things.
So they'll put it in the closet that's in the front usually.
Yeah, they'll try to accommodate you, but there's another reason why you want to be respectful and professional, because if they say no, that's going down in the thing, and you know, I mean, you're in a soft shell case or something, then you're screwed.
Right.
And they can do it. There's nothing you can do about it.
Don't tour with a soft shell case.
Or you're not going to fly. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Don't put it in a soft shell case.
Well, don't put it in a soft shell case for one thing, thinking that you're going to have it with you. And the other thing is don't be, an idiot to
the personnel
there. At the airport and the flight attendants.
Yeah, exactly.
What do they call them now? Flight attendants, right?
Flight attendants.
They're not stewardesses anymore.
They're not stewardesses.
Yeah.
They don't steward anymore. If you go on YouTube and you look up,
I just said that to somebody. You know, they know me quite well at Mrs. Fields in Somerset Mall. And, you know, they're like, oh, it's a Canada guy. And I hadn't been there for a while, right? And I'd known her daughter pretty well, too. And, you know, she used to work there at the Mrs. Fields and everything. But she's a flight attendant now.
Mm-hmm.
And she's talked, you know, oh, my daughter is, I'm just going to be so excited when I tell her that you were here and everything. And I said, yeah, right. She's, she said she's in San Francisco or somewhere right now. I said, oh, that's right. She's a stewardess. She goes, flight attendant.
She corrected you right off the bat.
Yeah, I realize that that's
not politically correct.
And why is that? Does it imply something?
Stewardess?
Yeah.
It's.
I guess they used to offer something more, but I mean, like, is that just the name given to them at the time, or does that mean that a stewardess is like a?
Well, for one thing, it's stewardess.
Stewardess.
Was there male
steward or
stewards?
Oh, stewards.
Yeah, was there stewards? I don't
think
so.
Stewards and stewardess. Yeah.
Was there?
Yeah, of course. Just like a male steward at the plant.
Yeah, same thing. Union steward. They take care of you, basically.
So, yeah, they do take care of you, but probably in another way, unless, you know.
Cigars, cigarettes.
I'm sure there's some stewards at the plant that, you know, offer other
cigars,
things.
Cigars, cigarettes.
Yeah, there you go. You want my cigar.
It's amazing that people used to actually smoke on a plane, and the stewardesses used to walk around and offer them up.
Yeah, that's...
Hey, light up, people!
I couldn't imagine being cooped up in there with smoke all over the place.
I know, like, it's crazy. Everybody,
you never smoked cigarettes, did you?
Yes, I did.
Did you?
Yeah.
For how long? Long time?
I quit when I was 23, so I smoked in high school up to the time
I was pretty 20. Amazing that you quit at that early age. We've probably talked about that before.
Yeah, we did.
But
I got sick, and I just never fired it up
sure
again.
It's good that you never did that again. Isn't it?
It's very good. Next week's show.
Next week's show, yeah. What's going on?
We're going to be talking about music publications.
Yeah, music publications, I guess. Music, I don't know, what music media outlets and forms and formats, I guess, or something. I don't
know. Sure. Kerrang.
Because we could mention some magazines and some blogs or
blogs.
Different things.
Yeah. Those are
a buddy of mine had a great music rock blog that he doesn't run anymore because of time, but it was a pretty big deal.
And what about
lots of big artists on there, like everybody, and interviews, and also reviewed a lot of big things.
What's the one to remind the people what you're doing?
Oh, yeah, we'll South Detroit Soundhouse.
Yeah, we'll talk about it again next week.
Okay, we'll talk about it next week. Yeah, in pre, tense, you can check out SouthDetroitSoundhouse.com.
Teaser.
And yeah, there's some interviews there you can check out. But yeah, we'll talk about that next week along with a bunch of other cool shows and magazines and whatnot.
Yeah, sounds good.
And things
good.
From our past. Cream doesn't exist no more.
The Cream magazine?
Yeah.
No. Would we put in guitar magazines like...
music publications, whatever we want to bring up. Right. Rolling Stone even?
Yeah, Rolling Stone. Yeah. How irrelevant that has gotten lately.
Yeah.
And what it used to mean anymore, back in the day.
No. I don't know.
Billboard magazine?
Billboard, sure.
Charts and stuff.
Yeah.
And the
show. Didn't they have a show on TV at one time, Billboard? Did they?
Not that I know.
Well, there were a lot of music shows on television.
Midnight Special?
All those things. Yeah, some of those good shows and also the, Casey Kasem and stuff, right? And Soul Train and whatnot.
Rock concert.
Yeah. Well, that's not... Yeah, that's a little bit different, I guess. I guess we're talking more about, bring artists on and... And the way, and a lot of that happens on like shows like Conan and
the Tonight
he's
Show.
Online now, isn't he, or whatever? But
no, he's on TBS.
Is he? Okay.
Cable.
Yeah, there. They do some of that stuff, but some of the shows, like, what'd you mention?
The Tonight Show.
Yeah, Tonight Show, but the other one there.
Oh, Rock Concert.
No.
Oh.
Wasn't it one of the music shows that, was it a podcast?
Or Midnight Special?
No. Oh. No, something that's like on now. Like some rock.
Oh, that metal show?
Yeah. And VH1, wasn't that something?
Yes, it was something.
Okay, well, anyway, we'll talk about that next week.
Video hits. 1. Thanks a lot for listening, everybody. See you next week.
Bye.
Be sure to join us here next week for more Big JD and Lippo in the Morning. Subscribe to the podcast free in iTunes, and don't forget to like